Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Each of us are presented with unique opportunities to share our faith. For many of us, on the job is one of the greatest places to have those conversations. For a young man from Greenfield, Indiana, his workplace is a Major League Baseball mound every 5 days each summer. And his job performance is dissected weekly on ESPN, in the newspaper, and all over the internet. But even in the center of that, I'm sure, blinding spotlight, he still takes time to share who he is because of whose he is. We get a glimpse today inside a Major League Baseball clubhouse and at Great Faith on a big stage in this latest trek on the road as we welcome Minnesota Twins starting pitcher Kyle Gibson. And sir, it's a real treat to have you today. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on.
So Kyle, at the open of 2015, many of these celebrated baseball minds were predicting that the Twins would be a last place team in the American League Central. But instead, you very nearly played yourself into the American League playoffs. Can you explain what happened?
Not really. I think if you look at where everybody was expected to be, they're probably flipped upside down. I think the Royals were predicted to be second to last, and maybe Cleveland third, and then Chicago and Detroit being first. And the Central Division decided to mix it up a little bit this year. So, we were all four mixing up the predictions. So, it was an interesting year. I think, anybody who watched the first 8 to 9 games thought we were going to be dwelling in the cellar all year long with our 2-8 or 1-7 start. But, I think the leadership on our team and the leadership on the coaching staff prevailed and made sure that we kept a level head. And really, we had that mindset all throughout the year, which allowed us to bounce back from dry spells and losing streaks, but also, keep our mind on, the task at hand and the goal when we got on a winning streak as well.
You seem to have that magical word resilience. I mean, when you would go through a spell of tougher baseball, it seemed like you were able to really turn around and then just get back at it again. Is there a key to forming that kind of resilience to where failure doesn't drag you down into the depths of despair, as it were?
I think it has a lot to do with the leadership on your team. And, having Torrey Hunter was big for the club. I think he also helped mold a few of our leaders that are going to be in the locker room in 2016. Unfortunately, he's not going to be with us on the field. I think what he brought this year was a guy who obviously demanded respect because of his career. Everybody in that locker room knew who he was from the get-go. I think everybody expected him to be the leader, and he obviously loves that role, and he ran with it. And he saw something when he was on Detroit last year. He saw something in the locker room that he knew we could be a winning team. And, we just needed a couple pieces like an Irvin Santana and like a Torrey Hunter and a Miguel Sano and some of the other young guys that came up. And before you knew it, he was making sure to lead us on the right track and being that calming voice when a cold spell comes and being that encouraging voice to a young guy when he got in a slump. And those things don't show up on paper.
Yeah,
they don't show up on his stat line or the team stat line. But I think if you ask anybody in that locker room, they'll tell you that was some of the most important conversations, some of the most important baseball that happened was Torrey Hunter and some of the other leaders helping out the whole team getting out of a dry spell.
Well, you're a humble guy, so you didn't mention yourself as a part of the formula to the Twins' success in 2015. But Kyle, you had double-digit wins for the second straight year and the lowest earned run average of your young career. So what was the key for you in becoming what the Minnesota baseball writers acknowledged you to be this season, which was the Twins' pitching staff's MVP?
For me, a lot of it was just being a little more comfortable out there. Not allowing the game to speed up, not being surprised by any hitter or any situation. I'm still relatively, young for experience wise. I've only gotten you know, 2+ years of experience. So I'm still learning quite a bit every start out there. But, you know, I think having the whole season under my belt from 2014 allowed me to learn a lot and allowed me to pitch a little bit better in some situations, mainly because I was just more comfortable. And I think that can definitely be overlooked. As a guy gains experience, he also gains times on the mound or times in the batter's box. And each time you play the game, you start to understand it a little bit better and you start to get a little bit more comfortable. And I think as it goes with really any job, the more comfortable and confident that you are doing it, the better you're going to do that job. And not by any means everybody's going to be perfect at the job, the more comfortable you get. But you'd like to see more successes come with the more experience that you have.
Kyle Gibson is a starting pitcher for the Minnesota Twins, an outspoken man of faith, and he's here with us on the road on Faith Radio today. And I'm Ryan Thomas. Your division mates, Kyle, the Kansas City Royals, just took home the World Series trophy. And as someone who's tangled with them so many times the past couple of seasons, what makes that team so resilient in your view?
I think they have a core group of leaders there, you know, Kendrys Morales and Ben Zobrist, and they brought in a couple guys that made a big difference. And Ned Yost, from what I hear, is a great manager, a great players manager. They just play the game with a lot of passion, and they just have a style of baseball that makes it, it's different from basically every team in the major leagues. You know, you look at, teams now, you know, everybody wants to hit home runs,
yeah,
and you know hit the long ball and get strikeouts and do all this on the pitching staff. But Kansas City for the last couple of years has been last in the major leagues in home runs, but also first in the least amount of strikeouts. In a game where strikeouts are at an all time high, you see the World Series champion strike out the least, and I think there's something that goes along with that, and they put a lot of pressure on defenses And they make things happen. I think a good example of that is the Eric Hosmer, scoring from third on a ground ball to third.
Yeah.
He knew that he just needed to put pressure on the defense and see what's going to happen. And that's what they do. And they use their team speed really well also. And they pitch well enough to get to that bullpen that is really, really good. And their starters are no slouch. I don't want to discredit them because they're good too. But the other team knows that it's a 6-inning game if they're down by one run, because those guys in the bullpen are really good.
You, of course, as we've discussed, made some big strides this year as the 2015 Minnesota Twins, but I know you're a competitive guy and there's a lot of competitive guys in that clubhouse. Do you feel that you're close to that level of Kansas City, and what kind of strides do you feel like you guys need to make to get to their level?
Yeah, I think we're close. As the young guys, myself including, get a little bit more experience, we're, hopefully going to get better. Having a full year of Miguel Sano is going to be something that's going to be big for the club. Having a full year of a guy like Eddie Rosario, we got probably 120 or 130 games out of him, but those extra 30 games are going to be big. He was big for our outfield. Having Irvin Santana for the full year is going to be big. I mean, we got a couple guys who we're going to be essentially adding, over a full season of a couple of really good players.
Yeah.
And it's going to make a big difference. But I think we're all searching for consistency out there in the game of baseball. And that's kind of the name of the game, is going out there and being as consistent as possible for 162 games. We got a really good group of guys like Maurer and Dozier and Suzuki and Plouffe who are staples already in the lineup and are going to be staples. So, filling in guys around them and young guys like myself and the guys I've already mentioned, stepping up and doing our job is going to be big. But I think we're pretty close. And I think the tough part is looking back on the season and just myself looking at 3 or 4 starts saying, man, that one start right there, could have been the difference. And
sure.
Then you have 5 or 6 starters doing that. All of a sudden, you can make up 5 or 6 games pretty quick just by each of us throwing better one more time a year. So 9 games is a lot to win a division by, but that can really shrink when you look at from game to game.
Absolutely. Talking some baseball, life, and we're going to talk some faith with Kyle Gibson, starting pitcher for the Minnesota Twins, an outspoken man of faith here on the road for Faith Radio. Now, Kyle, growing up in Indiana, was professional baseball always your dream, or did you have some other careers in mind, perhaps?
you know, professional baseball, ever since I was a kid, was something that I wanted to do. It definitely went against the grain, being an Indiana Hoosier. Not a fan of the Indiana Hoosiers, but being an Indiana Hoosier where basketball is definitely king of that state. I definitely went against the grain by playing baseball all year long and working out during baseball or doing baseball in the winter. But I just never really developed a love for basketball like I have for baseball. And my dad played baseball a little bit in college, and he was my coach my whole life. So, you know, baseball was definitely my passion.
I know that you were a first-round pick coming out of school, and you've been sort of marked for greatness for a long time in that respect. But I know the road to the majors can be a winding one. So were there ever low moments, particularly low moments, when you almost gave it up?
Definitely nowhere close to almost giving it up. But I think, you know, there was obviously it was a tough moment when I went through Tommy John, kind of putting their career on halt for a full year.
Right.
You know, having to do rehab, but I don't think there was any moment really where I was willing to give it up. You know, I think I definitely felt that you know, something that God had called me to do, and to help, you know, advance His kingdom, and for me to be willing to walk away just because of a little bit of adversity that I was brought through did not seem to make any sense at all. So, you know, leaning on my faith and trusting the fact that God has a plan and that He was bringing me down this road for a reason was, you know, honestly the guiding light in getting through that.
You may be listening to our conversation, having had the chance to hear Kyle speak about his faith, maybe on faith night that the Twins had late this summer at Target Field. And Kyle, you're in the spotlight every 5 days on the mound, and I know that's a bright spotlight, but why is your faith something so important to you that you're willing to go out in front of thousands like that and share about what it means to you?
I mean, I believe that's what we're called to do. And, you know, I don't think, I unfortunately don't fulfill that calling, you know, go and make disciples of men, as Jesus commanded. I don't think I fulfill that command every single day whatsoever.
Right.
But I try to take every opportunity that I can and that I'm given to spread God's word and just really tell people of, you know, the love He's shown me. And, you know, talking in front of people, I haven't ever had really too much of a problem with that. I was a communications major in college. So,
oh, sure.
My wife can tell you that I am definitely a talker. but you know, I think when it comes to sharing my faith, you know, there's always uncomfortable moments. But, you know, when you believe in something and you know what, when I know what God's done for me and what He's brought me through and my wife and I through, together, it's easy to go out there and tell everybody of the love that you have for Him and the love that He has for you.
Kyle Gibson is with us from the Minnesota Twins, the ace starting pitcher here on the road for Faith Radio. That faith, people can tell the strength of it just as they listen to you talk about it, but has it always been a big part of your life, or was it something that you acquired along that path?
It was definitely something I acquired along the path. I grew up, like you've already said, in Greenfield, Indiana, and we went to a Southern Baptist church for my entire life that I can remember. And I remember going to Sunday school when I was, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, and we went basically the same church my whole young life. So, but you know what? I never really dug into my faith and really dedicated myself to it. Because baseball was basically always in the way.
Sure.
Up until I was 15 years old, we went to church, you know, from October to March, and then from March till October, you know, we were normally on the road most Sundays, so we didn't make it to church, and baseball was, you know, what ran my life, and that was my identity and everything that goes along with it. And when I was 15, I was playing junior varsity ball in Indiana at Cathedral High School. I fractured a growth plate in my throwing elbow, making a play at shortstop, and it required surgery. And that was the first time that, baseball wasn't something that I could lean on and, you know, basically draw my identity in, because if I did, I was just a hurt baseball player who, isn't playing baseball at the time. So your identity is basically crushed. That was the first summer that I had a chance to go to a youth camp, in Ridgecrest, North Carolina, called Centrifuge. I went there, and with 2 days left, you know, I'm sitting in a church service when all the campers are there, you know, a couple thousand kids. And, you know, I just felt the calling from God that I needed to make that decision to give my life to Him. And I did. And from that moment, you know, it's been a growing process and you know, growing on a curve to hopefully becoming more like Him every single day. But, yeah, from then on out, it was like, all right, you know, God, I see that you've called me to play. And I don't want to lose sight of the fact that you've given me these gifts, but, you know, I want to glorify and honor you with what I do.
That's well said. There's something about summer camp, isn't there? So many faith stories have summer camp in there. I love it. Is there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a pretty strong faith community inside the clubhouse? Kyle, we've had the chance to welcome Brian Dozier and Blaine Boyer to the show, and they've been really bold and upfront about their Christianity, as well as yourself. Are there guys there that are able to support and encourage you in a real way through a long season?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this was a team that was pretty different from most other teams that I've been on. I think we probably had as much or more chapel attenders than really ever.
Wow.
I think it was the first time that I'd had a manager attend chapel. Molitor was there, you know, most Sundays. And I think it just created a little bit different environment. And, you know, there were a lot of guys there that were praying for each other, supporting each other in that way. And as most of the listeners know, probably, that makes a big difference. And when you know that, you know, your family's going through something, or you're going through something in the locker room, and you have other guys that can stand there beside you and put their arm around you and say, "Hey, you know, we're praying for you. You know, if you need anything, let us know." I mean, it makes a big difference.
We talked a little bit about failure just when we began, but I think the relationship between failure and baseball is pretty incredible. I mean, if most of our jobs were regionally televised and our every success and failure was written about endlessly in the newspaper and online, I mean, that's a pretty incredible thing. So particularly as a Christian, Kyle, I mean, how do you make peace with that in a sense and really stay grounded, whether it's a season where you're being endlessly praised or a time when you're being relentlessly criticized?
You know, I think you just kind of, it's not easy. I don't want my answer to make it sound easy whatsoever. You know, for me, I just have to, you got to realize that it is a long season. You can't allow, you know, 5 or 10 starts to basically give your season an identity. But at the same time, you got to realize that, you know, all the criticism in the world, only changes, you know, how people look at you from a baseball standpoint. And, you know, I think it's easy to get caught up in letting your career define you and letting, you know, your season define, you know, how much success you had. But, you know, I think if the more you're able to stay grounded in Christ and look to Christ for approval, basically, and resting in His love, then you know, I think you can take your mind off of, you know, simple failures here and there. And, you know, I've never lost a World Series or never lost a playoff game, and I'm sure, you know, that failure is going to sting a little bit more. But at the end of the day, you got to realize, hey, it's my job, and I want to be as good as possible at my job. But I just have to make sure that I realize that it's only my job, and it's not my you know, eternity, and it's not, you know, my whole life's work.
Man, well, not many of us will deal with heading on to a major league mound, but that's something we can all use. So thanks for that very much. Kyle Gibson is with us here on the road, starting pitcher for the Minnesota Twins. And as you can hear, an outspoken man of faith as well. I thought this was interesting when you were talking about your family, Kyle. What would you say are some of the greatest opportunities that come from being a professional athlete, but perhaps also, like I imagine, being away from your family for extended periods? What are some of the greatest challenges, would you say, as well?
A challenge of being away from your family. You know, we have a daughter now who's, you know, coming up on 2 years old in March, and the bigger she gets, the more I'm away from her, the more it hurts. And,
yeah.
And the more I don't really like it, but you know, that's tough. I think anybody who's spent, you know, time away from their spouse, you know, that's never easy. It puts strains on the marriage and strains on the family. And you know, thankfully I have a wife who's really supportive and understands all the travel and understands everything that that we have to go through as a family. And she is part of the glue that holds it together and makes sure that, you know, we've got everything in the right place at the right time, and whether we're moving or, you know, moving in or whatever, she's always there and is always on top of it. But, I mean, I think, you know, part of the other difficulties is, you know, we're not really close to extended family either. So whenever my wife needs help, you know, that always makes it tough when I'm on the road. And, you know, instances when I'm in Seattle and she's in Minneapolis and something comes up and, you know, she's got to handle that stuff on her own. You know, she probably goes through more stress because I'm away than I do. And, you know, I can never thank her enough for that.
If you follow Kyle on social media, he really likes to talk about charitable and community efforts across baseball. And I just wondered, you know, Kyle, why do you have such a heart for giving back to the community first off? And then two, feel free to just talk about any efforts you were involved with this year or ongoing opportunities you're excited about as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my wife and I, we both feel very strongly about, you know, doing work not only here in the U.S. but overseas, and we're passionate about it just because we understand, you know, Christ's love for us, and we know that, you know, we have a job to spread His love and glorify Him with what He's given us, and we try to take stewardship as serious as possible, and once again, we're never completely great at it, but we try as hard as we can to be as good as stewards of what He's given us as possible. And you know, leading with that, you know, we've been blessed to be a part of a couple organizations that work in the Dominican. One of them's One Child Matters. They've got multiple projects in the Dominican and then across the world, for that matter, where my agent actually got us involved with that in 2009. And my agent relationship is a whole nother story, but he's a God-believing man who has allowed us to and helped us to get involved in a lot of things, which I'm thankful for. But
wow.
So we go to Moca, Dominican Republic, and we sponsor a little girl down there named Abigail that we go and see basically every year. We're going to be leaving December 6th or 7th to go down there and see her. And this year we're going to go over to Haiti for the first time. Elizabeth went down there with an organization called Help One Now at the beginning of September, and she just, you know, fell in love with it and saw a lot of good things that that group was doing. So I don't think we're going to get to go with that group this year, but we're going to go with a group called Bright Hope Ministries that I got connected with through another player that my agent has, Justin Masterson. And we're going to spend a couple days down there and visit with some kids and see, you know, God's work that they're doing down there and hopefully get involved. But we try to do also some work here stateside with FCA, which was huge in my wife and I's life in college. And I'll say it every time. It was probably one of the main reasons why not only that I found a godly wife, but kept my faith and stayed in my faith during college and all the pressures that I faced there.
Sure.
But Scott Ashton, who led FCA there at Missouri, was huge in my life and my wife's life. And you know, we try to stay involved with them as well, just to try to give back to all that they did for us.
Well, that's tremendous, man. Even just the amount of time that, you know, it takes you to have that conversation really shows people how much you're involved in. So that's fantastic. Congratulations on that.
Well, I mean, I appreciate it. It's we try to not make it as much about how much we're doing. You know, we try to have the focus, you know, even when we're doing it, you know, why we're doing it and, you know, the reasons we're doing it, because
yeah,
those are so much more important than how much we're doing, in the grand scheme of things. And, we're just trying to do as much of God's work as possible in the limited time that we have in the offseason. So.
Well said. Well said. Well, Kyle Gibson of the Minnesota Twins has been with us here on the road, and we just have about 90 seconds left in the show, Kyle. But in 60 to 90 seconds, I mean, when you look at next season, 2016, and when you look at really the rest of your career, I mean, are there certain things that you really have as goals that you really want to accomplish and certain things you really benchmarks maybe you're really looking at and working towards?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we took a big step this year on getting back to being really competitive for 162 games. And if you asked anybody in that clubhouse, that felt really, really good. And, you know, that's going to be another goal for next year is as a team to actually make it to the playoffs and be in the hunt to get to the World Series. And, you know, that's what we're going to start with in spring training. And we'll see what those media members decide to predict for the year. But we'll try to not look at that too much. We'll try to just go about our business. But, you know, when it comes to personal goals, it's really just trying to go out there for 30 to 35 starts and give the team a chance to win each time out. And as long as I'm doing that, I'm going to be pretty happy with it, you know, because the more success that the team has, it's a whole lot easier to look past, you know, one bad game or two bad games when you've got 24 other guys around you picking you up and you know, carrying you when you're struggling. So the team success obviously is really important for us.
Kyle Gibson, it's been a blast having you take us inside the clubhouse of the Minnesota Twins and on the field, but also discovering that you, sir, are an even classier human being than you are at throwing those very effective sinker balls. So thank you so much for being with us here on the road, brother.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.